The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Talk Radio 790 KABC. A good Friday evening to you and yours. It is wonderful to be back in the KABC studios. We are live in studio on this Friday evening. We have a lot on tap for the program tonight. We've got a guest coming up at the top of next hour, but for the first hour, we've got some stories to talk about. We're going to invite you to call in. You can be my guest at 800-222-KABC. And usually before we get on the air, Frank Motek says some very kind pleasantries. Wayman has something to share. Tricia always is a blessing. And right before I went on the air, I found out Buzz Aldrin, at the age of 93, just tied the knot. His fourth marriage. I met Buzz Aldrin years ago on the morning show that I used to do. And how do I want to say this? Look, if you make it to 93, God bless you. I'm not here to say anything one way or another. His wife is just a few years younger than him. And just got me thinking about... Do I want to say this? Yeah, sure. Gosh, I've been doing this for 36 years. Sometimes I get on the air and I've got everything in front of me, stories locked and loaded. I know what I'm going to talk about. Other times it's just kind of a free-flowing thought. And this is just my own view, maybe not yours at all. It seems like lately in the news and the news cycle being what it is, where we are bombarded every moment of every day with nonstop news, seems like there are a lot of people just tragically passing away. And David Crosby just died. For those of you that don't know, rock and roll icon, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, et cetera, et cetera. And so we keep seeing these things. And for me, every time I see that, I have a conflict. First thing I think of is, oh my gosh, really? That's really sad. And then my next immediate thought is, man, we really only have day to day. We have no idea what tomorrow holds. So when I found out Buzz Aldrin at 93 just tied the knot, there's photos, he's all dressed up in this really just crazy tuxedo. And I don't know. Life in part is about living to its fullest. I agree with that. And yet, I think happiness itself is something that people strive to embrace. And yet, for me, I think most of what happiness is an attitude, not something that you can necessarily get. I won't go long here. I've got a lot to cover. Davos is in full swing, the World Economic Forum, or Davos. Tomato, tomato, Italian, Italian, whatever you want to say. And it's a big story. But I just think about, for me, every day I wake up, I'm in devotion most of the day, read my Bible, kind of get ready for the day. And then when I kind of partake in getting up to speed and what's going on in the world, by just the standards that we have access to, which is very limited. We have this news cycle that, again, we're bombarded 24/7. I was reading a study the other day. There was a poll taken of 40-year-olds and younger where they get their news. 92%. In this particular poll, get their news from, wait for it, Twitter, social media, and a little of the television. And I'm thinking, that's where you get your news? In this day and age, it's, in my view, I think it's a lot of propaganda. And yet it's no wonder that that generation has a certain ideology or a certain view of looking at the world. Look, I say all that to say this. I get up and I start partaking in the news and I'm like, man, this world is really jacked up. Again, perception. subjective. It's dark. It seems like, I don't know, people are just kind of losing their way, their ability to use their God-given intelligence and navigate through the importance of living life to its fullest. I see things like a friend of mine was telling me a story, and it's anecdotal. It's not necessarily the norm, but, and I won't name her, but one of the things I've been just kind of watching from afar lately is social media phenomena where somebody is a one-hit wonder, and in the case I'm talking about, it's younger women. And this woman was on, I think, Dr. Phil's. And the next thing you know, she's got like 7 million followers on Instagram and she's making $500,000 a month. And I'm thinking, something's really wrong with this picture. Or I just see a lot of desperation in the world, a lot of confusion, a lot of people lost. And yet I sit here and I say, I praise God for my faith, my direction, my ability to discern, my understanding the purpose in life, who I am, why am I am here. I'm here to love my Lord, my God, with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then most importantly, after that, I'm to love my neighbor as myself. Those are the two moorings by which the Bible tells me how to live my life. I don't know how people live without a belief in God at the very least. And it seems like by a lot of standards, more and more people are turning their back on God. We live in a culture that's turned its back on God. We have a World Economic Forum going on in Davos, Switzerland, or it's just ending, where we'll get into it next segment. Scores of people almost believe they're godlike. We're going to play an audio clip next segment of John Kerry, you know, the U.S. climate change special envoy. He makes reference to saving the planet as if human beings have the capacity to save the planet. It is so arrogant. The time in which we live, by which the worship of self and people almost believing they're godlike, like somehow God was created in their image, not the other way around. And when you read just some of the platforms or the workshops or the positions of the World Economic Forum, by sheer numbers in relation to the global population, this is just a few people. And because they've got some economic wealth, they just think somehow they're going to call the shots of the way the entire world's going to go. And I'm here to say, yeah, well, history would portray that there have been those that have tried to do that. And we do have dark periods of history where some for a time seemed as if they had a certain level of domination. But in the long run, it never wins. And I think more and more people are waking up on this planet going, you know, I'm not so sure I'm going to go along with a plan. I'm not so sure I'm readily in a position where I want to give up my own freedom. I'm not so sure I'm going to check my brain at the door to people that espouse this view of, oh, the great reset. Or the world is dying and somehow global warming, climate change is a reality and the planet's dying. And we've been hearing this. If you really want to look into it, this is the same nonsense that we've been hearing generation in and generation out. You may say you're such an insensitive old man, Frank. Well, guess what? In the 80s, I was a part of it. I was a radical environmentalist. I believed it. I bought it hook, line, and sinker. And they were saying exactly the same things, the same talking points 40 years ago. In each decade, they come up with the same stuff. Polar ice caps are melting, oceans are rising, temperature, blah, blah, blah. And from my humble view, it's about an attempt to dominate. It's about an attempt to control, which is mankind, corrupt. This is the way it's always been in the last 2,000 years. A small group of people, power hungry, misguided, save maybe even people that are acting in evil ways. They want to control the planet. And guess what? There's almost 8 billion people. Do you know 80% of the world population has never even been on an airplane? And these people have the audacity at the World Economic Forum to espouse these views about save the planet and zero carbon footprint. And they fly their friggin' private jets all over the place. More than 1,000 jets flew into Davos this week. Arrogant, pompous, pride-filled, and dare I say, some, I believe, evil. George Soros, I'm not a fan. Klaus Schwab, I'm about to say something that's against my Christian values. And I look at the clock, it's break time. So I'm saved by the clock and the bell, if you will. 800-222-5222. If you have any thoughts at all, 800-222-KABC. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about Davos and the World Economic Forum. I've got some commentaries to read. And I would love you to weigh in with what's on your mind and in your heart. Phone line is wide open, 800-222-KABC. You'll talk to Tricia. She's the woman that you speak with before you get on the air with me. Wayman is in master controls. And KABC family, we're grateful that you're out there. I'd love to hear your views. Share your voice. Phone lines are wide open, 800-222-KABC. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Some Crosby, Stills, Nash, and I think Neil Young is in there. Passing of David Crosby. Sad note. Talk Radio 790 KABC. We have a few lines open. 800-222 KABC, James Lori Ryan. We'll get to you as soon as we can. We do have some open lines. Bottom of the hour, I may share some information I just feel prompted to share, and it's kind of a lightning bolt. So you may want to pay special attention and stick around at the bottom of the hour, about 7:30-ish Pacific. I think I'm going to share it. All right, let me talk a little bit about the World Economic Forum. And let me begin this way. So Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum are synonymous. This guy wrote a book called The Great Reset. He seems to think that he knows what's best for the world. Klaus Schwab is 84 years old. Anthony Fauci, the God himself, 84 years old. George Soros, the man that single-handedly is funneling and funding a lot of this upheaval, is 94. And then for those of you that have a political bent, Nancy Pelosi is 82. Mitch McConnell is 80. Joe Biden is 80. What's your point, Frank? And I want you to listen to this. In regards to our founding forefathers, James Monroe was 18. Aaron Burr was 20. Alexander Hamilton was 21. James Madison was 25. Thomas Jefferson, you think of Thomas Jefferson, you think, man, he must have been like in his 80s, 33. John Adams was 40, and President George Washington was 44. What's my point? We have a lot of older folks that seem bent on controlling the world. When I think about the wisdom of the founding forefathers, it's just in stark contrast, chronological age. I'm not making a point other than stating we are fact-based right here. That's a fact. And for those of you then love like rock and roll, just a random fact, Bob Dylan, by the time I think he was 17, wrote the majority of his hits that will go on forever. We got a lot of old folks calling the shots here. The World Economic Forum. Are Americans turning against ESG? What's ESG? Environmental, social, and governance. It's funny. I don't know if you know this, but Mr. Twitter himself, Elon Musk, said the S in environmental social governance, ESG, is satanic. Somebody, Elon Musk. I like him, don't like him. He's just an interesting guy, right? The wealthiest person in the world mocked the World Economic Forum this week. He had some things to say. So let me read a little bit of information into the public record. And then maybe we'll take some calls. We have, I think, one line open, 800-222-5222. What we'll do is we'll take calls next segment. So if you're on hold, we just lost the call. Be patient. If you're screened, if Trisha screened you, we'll get you on the air. So we have a line open, 800-222-5222. All right. Part of this year's agenda at Davos for the World Economic Forum is doubling down on the transition to renewable energy. Right? You hear so much about global warming, climate change. Sustainable economy, social and green jobs, inclusivity. Much of the resistance to the World Economic Forum's ambitions stems from the fact that people are now beginning to feel the effects of the ESG agenda. You know, shutting down fossil fuels, which has led to shortages, price hikes, affected other industries like agriculture, manufacturing, transportation. Last time you went to the grocery store, the gas pump. These are the policies that these globalists are pushing. Inflation, fueled by more trillions of dollars because of progressive government spending on social programs, stimulus payments, renewable energy subsidies. Now, I don't want to get too heady for you, too in the weeds, but this is some serious stuff. The World Economic Forum is a very troubling reality. Thousands of prominent political and business figures flew to Switzerland, a lot of them on their private jets. The theme of this year's World Economic Forum, cooperation in a fragmented world. Isn't that special? Recent years, Klaus Schwab generated some controversy by promoting the idea as the Great Reset and the Fourth Industrial Revolution. In 2020, Schwab said that the pandemic represented a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reset the world. By the way, the forum's vision of 2016 was welcome to 2030. Their mission statement, I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. The statement continued, this forum strives in all its efforts to demonstrate entrepreneurship and the global public interest while upholding the highest standards of governance. Some critics say the WEF is, quote, a fanatical political organization masquerading as a neutral entity with the goal of centralizing power into the possession of handpicked global elites. You think? By the way, this year's little forum in Switzerland took place under a militaristic security blanket. 5,000 military guarded the World Economic Forum. And I'm thinking, Switzerland? I thought they were neutral. I thought they didn't even have a military. 5,000 armed guards, armed to the teeth. Some say, well, They're not practicing what they preach when it comes to their very own behavior. I made mention of flying private jets. Part of what they say now is there's a lot of right-wing propaganda that is attacking the World Economic Forum and the global partners, and none of this is true. Yeah, right. Canada's The Globe and Mall, which is an article, a newspaper, periodical, stated, again, the own nothing and be happy quote, but the WEF said that sparked a misinformation campaign. One problem, it's still on their website. It's on their very website. But we live in a day and age where people say, you know, this is the truth and it's a blatant lie. And we got to get hip. We got to use our God-given intelligence and say, you know what? I'm not so sure I'm going along with this stuff. Who are some of the other folks at the World Economic Forum? Big Pharma. Hey, there's a shocker. Attendees included Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, Moderna CEO Stefan Bonsell, top-level execs from AstraZeneca, Merck. We can go down the line. They were all there, right? Shocked. No shortage of big check, big tech. Google, LinkedIn, Meta, Microsoft, TikTok, MasterCard, Visa. According to Andrew Lawton, a journalist, a real journalist, with the Canadian outlet True North, quote, everyone at the World Economic Forum's annual meeting, including journalists and participants, had to take a PCR test upon arrival. If you don't take a test, the chip in your ID badge is deactivated. If you test positive for COVID, the badge is also deactivated. An intense security curtain has been set up, police, military roadblocks, checkpoints, fingerprint scanning, and, quote, an unofficial World Economic Forum police. In a press release preceding the start of this year's gathering, Greenpeace criticized, quote, the hypocrisy of the WEF delegates who arrived in droves of private jets. Another prominent theme: how to deal with future pandemics. Check this one out. Participants in the, quote, ending tuberculosis, how do we get there, end quote, included WHO Secretary General Tedros, representatives from the WEF. During the panel discussion, Tedros warned that, quote, a resurgence of tuberculosis may be coming sooner or later. Wait for it. Fortunately, BioNTech and Bill Gates started testing an mRNA vaccine for tuberculosis last year. I guess it's just a big coincidence, right? Investigative journalists Avi Yamini and Ezra Levant of Rebel News, you may have seen some of their videos. These guys were phenomenal. They cornered Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, bombarding them with a bunch of questions. Basically, the guy said, thank you very much. Have a nice day. I mean, they were just throwing it at him. In a separate street interview, AstraZeneca's chairman Leif Johansson was more talkative, admitting to Yamini that the COVID-19 vaccines never stopped the spread, but still said, we need to have people vaccinated. Just some of the highlights or lowlights. And there's a lot more, but I don't want to spend too much time on the WEF and what happened at Davos. 800-222-5222. We have two lines open, 800-222-KABC. We'll take your calls. We've got an audio clip from John Kerry coming up. That guy who just, boy, he just knows how to save the planet, right? He's our U.S. Special Envoy for climate change. And wait to hear the arrogance in this man, who is representative of a lot of people that think they know how to rule the world. I say not so fast. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. 800-222-5222. 5222 are the numbers to call into the program, 800-222-KABC. We're going to take some calls on the other side. John Kerry has an audio clip that is something that obviously I believe needs to be heard, and I am debating whether to drop a bomb on the air. We'll see. I'm praying about this one. It's potentially big news. All right, we're going to go down the line. James in Los Angeles, you're on the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Hello, James.
Hey, Frank. Thanks for taking my call. You're spot on with the Great Reset and the WEF, with the World Economic Forum, and Klaus Schwab and his book, COVID-19, The Great Reset. But actually, the worst is yet to come with the World Health Organization, who's headed by a communist. They want to basically introduce these global vaccine passports through this book. It's actually a vaccine international treaty they're trying to push, and of course Biden will probably go along with that. But another thing that's really concerning is we're basically in World War III already. If you go to truenews.com, that's without the E, truenews.com, look at the recent post at the bottom. There was a broadcast that aired a couple of days ago, and the patriarch in Russia, the Orthodox Christian head of the church over there, is basically saying we're already in World War III, and that if Russia goes down, it'll be the end of the world. That's how close we are, and our media doesn't talk about it. Again, just go to truenews.com to take a look, truenews.com, and appreciate how you're getting the word out about this Great Reset. It's really scary. It's basically backdoor fascism and communism, and that's what they've been pushing with the vaccines. I never got vaccinated, never will. I believe in vaccines. I'm not anti-vax, but I'm certainly not taking an experimental gene therapy mRNA vaccine that was never tested long enough to make sure it was safe. I've taken other vaccines, polio, smallpox, all that stuff. Believe in vaccines, but just not these experimental mRNA vaccines. And we've seen people drop dead from clots and myocarditis, and you can't even have cardiologists talk about it. You've got parliamentarians in the UK that are basically trying to bring it up, and they're silenced, censored. It's just utterly incredible what's happening in this country. I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, James. I appreciate your call. Thank you for sharing. One of the hopes and visions I've always had about this program is it is important to get information out over the airwaves. Not necessarily where we all agree on things, but to have at least some type of an exchange, maybe a difference of view. I think that we've got an ability to figure out for ourselves versus the one position that's peddled, filled with propaganda, and you pick the topic. We're living in those days right now. So I do appreciate James and much of what he said, and I say find out for yourself what is the truth. Ryan in Costa Mesa, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show, Ryan.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I just wanted to bring up, I appreciate you bringing up, as like the last caller said, bringing up that stuff about the WEF and Davos and all that. It is scary. I mean, to look at all the names that are on their list as like fellow partners with them, it's like you said, 1,000 companies like Coca-Cola, Chase, you know, you think of those big companies and think of 1,000 of them gathering together, and that's scary, you know. And so what they're doing, I see, and I'm like, if you told me 2 years ago all this stuff was going to happen, I would say no way, not in a million years. But I think what's been happening is they're giving the information they're getting caught with, and they're just giving it out in pieces every day so we can kind of digest it. I mean, I could think of three things I heard today about, like, politicians dropping in meetings. Just, you know, one guy, the guy from Africa that just died from, like, heart failure in front of everybody. It's just, you know, I just little bits every day, and you know, you spread that out over 2 years, and that's how they get away with it, you know, because it's just little bits, you know. And then those little bits you get, you're not even sure if it's true because you've heard it before, and they call it a conspiracy, and then it is true. So I think that's the psychological way of doing it, and also I think it breaks down the spirit of people with them not knowing. You know, it's just chipping away at people's spirit. And I'm very proud of you for, you know, declaring your faith and just talking about it. Not declaring it, just stating it. And that's a very brave thing for a man to do today. and God bless you. So thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. God bless you as well. Thank you for the call. By the way, for those of you listening, and you may be thinking this is really hard to hear, there is hope. There is eternal hope, of which I'll share a bit more in a little while. Just because things are going the way it seems like they're going, or people have this interest in trying to push forth an agenda, there's much more than us. And Ryan even made reference to spirit. We tend to just not even think twice whether when you mention God or some type of spiritual practice. There's a lot more going on here. And I say it's so easy. The way you cast out darkness is to strike a match. And there are a lot of matches being waited to be ignited right now. Frank in Long Beach, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. Hello, Frank.
How you doing there, Frank?
Good.
How's it going?
Thank you. It's going well.
Okay. Well, let me just say one thing. I agree with you 100%. I'm just saying, you know, I just can't understand the audacity of these people that think that they're in control, like you had just mentioned in the first portion of your discussion. And I'm saying, you know, who are these people? I mean, we're talking about them like there's somebody important, you know, John Kerry, Al Gore, all these people are on the news. And I mean, who in the heck are they to tell us, oh, you know, we're going to go ahead and take care of the world problem? No, I'm afraid not. I'm a big believer. I'm a Christian. There is a God. There is a God up there, and God controls everything. We are not as infinite as the Lord is, and to think we're going to go ahead and control something, that's just ridiculous. But in regards to what the other gentleman said, I agree with him 100%. There is a lot more coming than we actually have thought about. You know, this World Center, or what? Well, I forget what the heck the name of it. See, the CDC, Fauci, that fake, COVID situation. There's more to come. I believe there's more. There's another shoe to drop. But I'm just praying that all this, you know, gets better. The world gets better. That's all we can do. That's all we can just pray. That's all I wanted to say.
Frank, thank you for the call. I'd like to maybe suggest on the other side, there is much more than we can do than pray, or we say just pray. In fact, prayer is a lot. I'll talk more about it on the other side. Bobby in South Pasadena, you're on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for calling, Bobby.
Yes. Hi, Frank. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You opened up the show originally saying you're surprised of how many people are walking away from God or, you know, their faith and so on. Okay. And what I want to say, you know, what I want to say to that point is I'm not surprised to see that. We have some serious problems in this country with leadership, obviously. Now the new news that have broken with Joe Biden, obviously his son's, news has been out there, but this new news basically that they were going after President Trump about and trying to, you know, railroad him, so to speak. Now you have Joe Biden being investigated and so on. That's one thing, okay? When I look at the Democratic Party, there's so much corruption going on, and they're not doing anything to try to hide it. And when I think about Karen Bass, the mayor of the new mayor for Los Angeles, who's tied in with George Gascon, that's her buddy or whatever. These people are corrupt. They're corrupt. Karen Bass is not going to do anything about the homeless. She is doing nothing different except went to Washington to raise some money. She's doing is delaying. All this money is being raised. She's already been, basically corrupt. I mean, you know, considered corrupt with this college loan and this break-in in her home, where she's never explained the situation. How did these people know where her guns were? They didn't take any jewelry. They didn't take any money, and so on. She's never answered those questions for the American people or the people for City of Los Angeles. we have become a country where we're voting and we're electing people who are doing nothing to help that's doing anything right.
Let me interrupt if I may. We're way late for a break. Bobby, thank you for your thoughts and your comments. You've shared a number of different areas. So what I'm going to do on the other side is I'm going to pick up and share some of my thoughts on all of this. We're going to play a John Kerry audio clip. I'm going to probably, sling a lightning bolt on the air too. But we're going to, next segment is one you want to pay special attention to. 800-222-5222. We continue with more of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. 790 KABC. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. We've had a lot to cover in a short time. The end of the segment, I'm going to share a little bit of eye-opening news. But let me get into U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, John Kerry, who spoke at Davos. This guy flies his private jet everywhere. He seems to think, well, you know what? I don't want to put words in his mouth. This was him at the World Economic Forum. Listen closely to the thought process of John Kerry.
And when you stop and think about it, it's pretty extraordinary that we, select group of human beings, because of whatever touched us at some point in our lives, are able to sit in a room and come together and actually talk about saving the planet. I mean, it's so almost extraterrestrial to think about, quote, saving the planet. If you said that to most people, they think you're just a crazy tree-hugging, lefty, liberal, do-gooder, whatever. And there's no relationship. But really, that's where we are.
Here's my response. To think that man can even alter the Earth's ecosystem when God remains omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent in the current affairs of mankind is to more than subtly espouse an ultra-hubristic secular worldview relative to the supremacy and importance of man. Wow. What's that mean? We don't have that kind of power. And it's just fascinating to watch human beings, for all sorts of reasons, from all sorts of walks of life, they get a little power, they get a little money in the bank, and they think somehow they can espouse these views where here we are talking about saving the planet. Please. We don't have that kind of power. But it is indicative of the times we live. We have turned our back on God. Scripture has some words for it. I won't go heavy on the Bible with you. But the Bible says, in essence, this is the process of exchanging the worship of the Creator for the worship of His creation. Radical environmentalism is alive and, well, sick. And these people, if we continue to give them our power, they will try to do all sorts of things. KBC is all about facts. You can find out the facts for yourself. This type of position has been pushed for decades. 89, I've got it somewhere in my files. They said the same thing. Climate change, global warming, planets heating up. 10 years to turn it around. I'm not making this up. It's still easy to find. 99, 10 years later, same thing, same position. 2009. I mean, this is the same false bill of goods that they've been pushing forever. United Nations predicted disaster if global warming is not checked. June 29th, 1989. This isn't about climate change or global warming. The planet, is there such a thing as global warming? Of course there is. Planet has gone through all sorts of different cycles for centuries. But what's really going on here is literally in relation to the population of the world, a handful of human beings, power hungry, arrogant, thinking somehow they're going to control the world for the masses and the minions and the little serfs and the peons, and we're just going to go whatever you say. And I happen to be on the side of, well, God. You think God's just going to sit aside and go, oh, yeah, what, you know, whatever you say, whatever you want to do, have at it. To even think, here's one, again, just for maybe late nights where you really want to get deep and ponder some of the imponderable realities of the world. How is it that the planet Earth, somehow, we have just the right mixture of oxygen in the air and the way in which the Earth turns on its axis and all of the mysteries of the universe? These are the same type folks that would say, well, this is all about, we just came out of swamps and you know, this is just all happenstance. There's no divine guidance in any of this. And I say, you've got to be kidding me. The blueprint of God is everywhere. And he's not missing anything. So if you hear this and you get concerned, you get fear-filled, oh my gosh, it's World War III and blah, blah, blah. Look, you are created in the image of God. He made you with a specific plan and purpose. You are uniquely different than all the other billions of people on this earth. God knows everything you're going to do in this life. If you keep your eyes on him and you live for him, you'd be amazed what kind of power you have. But the way a lot of this stuff is done is through the perpetuation of fear. Look at the last few years with the lockdowns. I'm so afraid. I'll do whatever they say. No, you've got nothing to be afraid of. You really don't. And the X factor is God. And here's the last thing I'll say, and then I'll throw a little, if I'm capable of throwing a lightning bolt, then we'll come back. I've got a guest in the second hour. Do you want to know the answer to everything in this short life? The answer to everything is for you, if you're a man or a woman, is to embrace that the God of the universe loves you as his beloved son, as his beloved daughter. Period. His love is the answer to everything. And when you start living that way, you know, all of the wounds of this life, his spirit is about healing and reconciliation. Most powerful force on the planet is love. That's where these people are going to lose. They don't know what love is. We do. And when you live accordingly and love God above all with everything you have and then love your neighbor as yourself, they don't stand a chance. All right, we've got 2 minutes to break. On the other side, one of my dear sponsors is going to pay us a visit. If you have filed taxes, it's almost that time. Phil Liberatore is going to spend a few moments with us. But here's what I want to share with you. I want you to pray about something. There is a possibility next Friday night will be my last show. And I need your prayers. If you want to send me an email, private email is frank@kmgministries.com. I'm not going to get into specifics. But there is a possibility next Friday night will be my last show. I need prayer. I need some time to really think about this. And there are thousands of you listening right now. You do make a difference. If you would pray that whatever God's will is on this, that it be so. We've done the show for 7 months. I think we're just getting started. But there are some challenges in our midst. And that's all I'll say. I don't want to get into any more. Oh, don't. Yeah, I'm not going to take calls. Oh, please don't leave. No, none of that. Just please take that to prayer. Spend some time. And maybe for a handful of you're going, oh, yeah, finally, I can't stand this guy. And all I can say is I love you as I love myself. Because God commands me to do that. So that's something that's on my mind, in my heart. And I've got a few days to pray about this. And I need to make a decision. So please keep that close to heart. On the other side, we're going to take more calls. I've got more stories. And the top of the hour, our guest will be Phil Liberatore from IRS Problem Solvers. I've asked Phil to come on. There's some things going on with taxes. He is, in part, responsible for me being on the air. He's one of my two major sponsors. And I want to give Phil a few moments on the air to invite you to contact him. Maybe you've not filed taxes. Maybe even the idea of taxes kind of freaks you out. Phil is like one of the best out there. So we'll spend some time. I'll give you some information, website, phone number. And then after that segment, we'll go back. Business as usual, phone calls, topics. Maybe I can even pray for you on the air. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. If you miss any of this program, you can go to franksontag.com. We put the podcast up almost immediately after the program. If you want to get on my mailing list, please go to franksontag.com. This is probably a good time to do that if you have not done it yet. And again, email address frank@kmgministries.com. Hour number two is upon us. We have a huge event coming up next month. We'll tell you more about. And we continue. Talk Radio 790 KABC.